KX93.5, Human Crafted Radio in Laguna Beach, California, and really excited to feature live in-studio music for you right now. The band The Selfish Things are here. They've got a show tonight at the Constellation Room, which is inside the Observatory in Santa Ana, alongside William Ryan Key of Yellow Card. The band will play tonight. And Alex Bureau is here to play live and acoustic for us, just him and a keyboard. We're going to hear that now. The song's called Without You. Whenever you're ready, man, take it away. Alex Vero, that's Selfish Things live in studio on KX93.5. Thank you for being here, man. That was awesome.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for having us.
You hanging in there? You okay?
Yeah, too. Yeah, we're all very awake right now.
Okay.
Jordan actually is, apparently.
Welcome, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here, man. You guys, you got a show tonight at the Constellation Room that's inside the Observatory alongside William Ryan Key. This is your first time ever in Laguna Beach, right?
Yeah.
Having only been familiarized by the MTV show.
Yeah, on the hunt 100%. For Lauren Conrad. Yeah.
You might spot her. You never know. I feel like we're kindred spirits, you know, watching Laguna Beach when we were kids, maybe wearing our tight black jeans and listening to Taking Back Sunday. I'm just guessing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm still doing that.
Yeah, I'm still there.
Okay, I'm glad to hear it. So what's the relationship with William Ryan Key of Yellow Card? How do you guys know each other and how this tour get started?
I think we wish it was more magical than this, but it's like 100% through management.
Got it.
We got offered the tour, I think, as Ryan was signing our management. When he was on his first like acoustic tour, and then it just so happened that, you know, he put the offer in for us to support him, and
yeah,
we were looking for co-signs on the album. Like, I think Rab does it really well, where a new artist has a bunch of established artists kind of feature on their album.
Cool.
And we were like, we should try that because it doesn't seem like rock's really doing that.
And he was like open to it, so it was cool.
Sure. And he's on your single that we're going to play a little later on, Drain.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty awesome collaboration as well.
Yeah. So he's a wonderful dude. It's if you don't meet your heroes, but meet Ryan Key is what I've been joking with all the interviews.
Yeah.
Like, he's actually a really nice dude.
That's awesome.
So yeah.
Could you settle something I've wondered my whole life?
Yeah.
We have an Ocean Avenue in Laguna. And I've always wondered if Yellow Card's Ocean Avenue is about our street or if it's somewhere else.
Do you know? I do know.
You know?
Yeah, I was hoping you would.
Oh, yeah, you do. You have the inside scoop.
I wonder if it's inside though.
I wonder how inside.
Like you might not be allowed to say it.
Yeah, we do know the backstory. It is. Wow. It's about an ocean avenue in the state of Florida.
I see. So it's not here.
No, but I think part of the reason it was like so mass applicable is every beachside town in America has an ocean avenue.
Everyone's like, oh my God, it's mine.
Yeah.
I've always thought it. So you did just kind of ruin it for me a little.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But that's all right.
That's what we're here for. Is
anyway.
Ruining dreams.
Well, you guys have an EP out. It's been out for about a year and you continue working on the full length.
Yep.
So what's it going to take to get that together?
Pretty much done.
Yeah,
I would say it's about 99% complete.
Cool.
Yeah, we just got mixes back. We're waiting on the mix game.
Nice.
We're all pretty particular about mixes.
I think every drive has just consisted of listening back.
That's basically why you go on tour, right?
Yeah, totally.
Listen to our own music.
It's arduous.
What percentage of the van is your own music versus like other music you enjoy?
I think like 10 to 90 split.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right now, maybe a little more because of the mixes thing. But usually we're just like New Music Friday or something. Like
We put on New Music Friday and then judge everyone.
That's what real bands do.
Yeah. It's like, this is garbage.
So how much do you think this tour and maybe the new fans you're making at these various rooms alongside Ryan Key is going to help the popularity of that full length when it comes out?
I think every tour, in a sense, will help us in a way where new faces, new ears, and new eyes will see us and listen to us and find out about us. So
yeah, it's been it's weird to see the social growth. Like our social growth is so much stronger when we're on the road.
Yeah,
I think we're definitely not a viral band, which I'm super thankful for. Hmm. I think like the flash and the pan bands just come and go.
Yeah,
and
you prefer the slow build.
Yeah, you know, it's like more the tortoise and the hare.
Yeah.
I mean, well, slow and steady wins the race.
Sure, dude. Well, this is a great room you're playing tonight, Constellation Room. You guys go on 9:25-ish. I think that's what we decided.
Yeah,
it's a late venue, but it's a Friday night, so people should hopefully go out. And I know people go to this space just to see new music, just to check out whatever band is there.
Oh,
so
cool. Sweet.
Yeah, right. I think it'll be a crowded spot. So let's have you do another song, live acoustic. Again, Selfish Things is here on KX93.5. What's the next one you're going to do, Alex?
The song is called Good Morning, Miss America, with a few words blotted out.
Okay, don't forget to blot them.
I'm not going to forget to blot them. My mom tuned in. I'm not going to do it, Mom.
Excellent. Alex Biro of Selfish Things, live and acoustic in studio whenever you're ready, man.
Thank you. I love the radio.
And take your pictures from the wall. No, I can't even breathe. I'm certain now my love is broken. Not sure who I'm meant to be. And winter's come, but I'm still fighting. Don't forget my weathered skin. Yeah, my heart's still porcelain. So I'll go. If you ever need me, well, I'll slow down, girl. complacency, a fake, a boring bride to be, a broken heart, a broken head, a lie while I'm dead. A silly little girl with nothing more than just some looks. Well, I'm not okay, no, not today. And good morning, Miss America. Good morning, self-destruction. And I'm waiting on instructions to find my way back. And if you ever need me, well, I'll slow down, girl, take it easy. Scream your name while I'm on TV. We'll have a life to call our. Good morning, Miss America. Good morning, self-deception. Good morning, I'm in heaven. Good morning, I'm in heaven. Good morning, this place reeks of, well, every thought I've ever had. And I hate this world and I hate myself, but I love you so bad.
Yeah, dude, so good. Selfish Things, Alex Spiro, live and acoustic in studio. Good morning, Miss America. Lauren Karma just texted me, actually, as she wants to meet you guys.
Oh, yeah?
She loved that song.
Send her in.
So much.
Waiting on the... Sick. She's on Ocean Avenue now.
Oh, cool.
Just waiting. Oh. So, way to go. You must get comparisons to Jesse from Brand New, do you?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even though you're wearing a beanie, too, which...
I am wearing a beanie.
He does wear a lot of beanies.
I do. Yeah. Oddly enough, I am a... It's hard to say now because by no means endorse anything that he did, but he definitely was my biggest influence growing up.
Sure. So, not like personally, but musically.
Musically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like,
so you're okay with that compliment.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 That's like calling me God. So yeah.
Good. Just a quick tangent. I don't usually talk about myself in interviews, but just briefly, I also love Brand New. And they did a couple shows at the Observatory where you're playing tonight. They did actually two nights in a row a few years ago. And the first night, I could have gone either night, and I chose to go the second. And I found out the first night, they played all of Your Favorite Weapon and Deja Tendu back to back, the whole thing.
Dude, that is...
Right? For us Brand New fans, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh my God, I can't wait. I'm gonna go the second night. I'm gonna see this again. They played the other two records, which
Devil and God and Daisy.
Which I'm not nearly as a fan of as the first two. And I was disappointed but excited that they would do a format like that. Pretty cool.
I mean, like, I would need a coffin after that. Like, someone would need to throw me in a coffin.
They haven't done it since, and it was just this really special tour that they did at the very place you guys are playing tonight.
That's crazy. Ooh.
So there you go, a little fun fact for you.
I'm going to lick the floor.
Please do. Again, the band is Selfish Things. They're playing tonight at the Constellation Room, part of the Observatory, going on at 9:25. William Ryan Key of Yellow Card is headlining that show. And then we're gonna end the interview by playing your single, which is called Drained, which probably was kind of hard to translate acoustically, I would guess.
Yeah, yeah, okay, cool. It's a bit of a banger.
Yeah, and by the way, what is the bigger setup on stage look like? Because we're just hearing you now, so what else happens on stage tonight?
So you got Gordo over there.
Doing the drums over here.
Cool. Right on.
Nice, Gord. Yeah,
got some guitars over here.
Okay.
Some guitars over there.
Yeah. You guys are just a rock band. I'd love to hear that.
Rock.
Nobody's playing the space bar.
No. Okay. Not while our tracks are playing the space bar.
Bummer. I push the space bar, but
on occasion. But you're not playing it.
We just can't tour with a choir. With, you know,
yeah.
Our budget's not quite there.
Someday.
Someday.
So Drained, I'm really interested in the subject matter because you just got married, right?
Yeah.
Just or recently?
Yeah,
or?
Like almost 6 months ago. Yeah.
Cool.
7 months ago. Last year. Yeah, it was right in between.
You kind of have an interesting perspective on young people and relationships that this song talks about. So would you tell us about that a bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the era of Tinder and dating apps, it's super easy to give up on somebody. It's kind of like, I think like romance has become like fast food. And everybody hits a point in their relationship. If you like actually want to stick with someone where like, despite the fact that you love that person as much as you do, all you're seeing is like the negative in them. Mm-hmm. And I think anyone who's been in a long-term relationship has felt that way. So the quote at the beginning, that's not going to be played. It basically gives a context is like, being in love is harder than parting the Red Sea. It's like a quote from the Talmud that one of my mentors gave to me. And, our producer actually recorded the conversation I was having with him. And then when he sent us the bounce, of the song, he had added that conversation to the beginning of the song. And I was like, wow, it's like basically like, we're like, now we're brand new.
Now you really are. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that's the background on Drained.
Cool. We're going to play that. That's the new single that's out, Spotify, wherever people want to grab it. And finally, is there like a central website for you guys that you'd like people to go to and check out?
I mean, like selfishthingsband.com and all of our social links and web store, tour dates.
So, right on.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Selfish Things tonight at the Constellation Room in Santa Ana. We thank you guys very much for waking up early and doing this for us today.
No, thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. All right. Here's their single Drained on KX93.5. See you guys later.
You can see the better sides of me. Am I your everything? Are you my make-believe?